From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Floodwaters in some areas of Australia's Queensland state are beginning to recede today. However, in other areas, rivers continue to rise. Officials have confirmed the first death attributed to the flooding. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney.
The body of a 41-year-old woman was discovered in northern Queensland, just over a mile downstream from where her car was washed off a flooded causeway the night before. In other parts of the state, two more people are still missing. One disappeared after going for a swim in a flood-swollen river. So far, the outcome of the flooding has been much more about property damage than deaths. In the central Queensland town of Emerald, where more than 1,000 homes were flooded, the water level is starting to recede and residents are eager to return home to assess the damage. In the city of Rockhampton, all residents there can do is wait as the massive inland body of floodwater works its way downstream. The local river isn't expected to peak until Wednesday. Low-lying areas have already been evacuated. The airport is closed and electricity shut off to some areas. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Christians celebrated Mass today at a church in Alexandria, Egypt, that had been targeted by a suicide bomber yesterday. 21 people were killed and about 100 people were wounded. Riot police backed by armored vehicles were on hand today to provide security. The Egyptian government is blaming foreign militants and Al-Qaeda for the attack. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has posted threats against Christians in Egypt. No group has claimed responsibility. The main militant group in Nigeria is denying that it was behind a bombing in the capital last week. A bomb exploded Friday in a busy market area near an army barracks. At least 4 people were killed. At least 21 others were wounded. MEND, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, issued a statement today that it was not involved. MEND has attacked oil and gas facilities for years, demanding people in the Delta receive more of the benefits of the oil produced there. The prime minister appointed by the president-elect of Ivory Coast says the incumbent is stalling so he can cling to power. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports he says only legitimate force will remove the disputed president.
Guillaume Soro says Laurent Gbagbo is again using delaying tactics to remain in office, even though he knows Alassane Ouattara won November's presidential vote in Ivory Coast. Ouattara's prime minister says Gbagbo will relinquish power only if he is forced to go. So Soro is urging the international community to use force against Gbagbo, saying neither sanctions, pressure, nor mediation will work. Ouattara's prime minister says the only dialogue needed is to tell Gbagbo he lost the vote and must go. Soro was Gbagbo's prime minister until last month and adds that he stalled in the same way before, delaying elections in Ivory Coast for 5 years. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
This is NPR News from Washington. A new law went into effect in Spain today, banning smoking in public places. Spain had been one of the more smoker-friendly countries left in Europe, but starting today, no smoking is allowed in any enclosed public space and in many outside locations as well. Hotels will be allowed to set aside as many as 30% of their rooms for smokers. Spanish health officials say about 50,000 people die each year of smoking-related causes, with about 1,200 of them being non-smokers exposed to secondhand smoke. With the start of the new year, several new laws governing the use of motorized vehicles in California go into effect. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the new laws include reckless driving.
One new law increases the penalties for paparazzi caught driving irresponsibly while chasing celebrities. That offense is increased from an infraction to a misdemeanor and punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. Carmakers and owners will be allowed to install video recording devices on their vehicles to monitor crashes or unusual vehicle motion. Some fuel-efficient and low-emission cars will be eligible to use California's high-occupancy vehicle lanes, and the state's Amber Alert notification system will be expanded for use whenever there is an attack on a law enforcement officer and the suspect has fled. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The National Hockey League held its fourth Winter Classic last night, its annual outdoor game. The Washington Capitals beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1 in Pittsburgh. It was the first Winter Classic held at night and the first one held during some intermittent rain. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for